Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Ameen bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, dear viewers. Welcome back to another episode from South Africa, Durban. And this is your family program, the famous one, Reformation of the Ummah. Subhanallah. Jihad, dear viewers. Tonight, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, once again with our honorable guest, Mawlana Ziyad Madini Hafidhahullah. We would love and like to welcome one and all from different parts of the world, from wherever you have joined us. Whether you are watching this program from this of the social media or of satellite, Alhamdulillah, sit back, relax and enjoy this program from beginning to end, dear viewers. This program is a reformational program. So tonight, inshallah, azawajallah, we confront a reality most of us avoid. We are 1 year closer to the grave, 1 year gone. Yani gone forever, dear viewers. Time is our most precious tohfa and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet how often do we squander it on distractions, indulgence, and forgetfulness of our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will discuss how to value waqt and time, every moment, reflect on our actions, our deeds, and prepare for that which can never change while still living a purposeful and a productive life, dear viewers. Remember, every tick of the clock whispers, make it count or regret it in eternity. Allahu Akbar. Because when the time is gone, dear viewers, it will never come back. I mean, look at the common things that we as humans waste our time on. We don't focus, we don't give any value, but the value of time and common ways that we normally use to waste our waqt and time are endless scrolling on the social media. Hours and hours would go. And in fact, this addiction is such that once a person gets into this addiction, he cannot get sleep until he scrolls the internet. The amount of lights and features a phone would have that causes destruction to the eyes, hurt to the eyes, to the brains, to the heart, all of this is avoided. But this addiction is something which most people are indulged in. Gossiping and idle talk, over-planning leisure while neglecting obligations. We have so much of free time on hand, yet we neglect that which is farad, which is obligatory upon us. Oversleeping or postponing salah, excessive entertainment without any purpose in life. These are the common problems that we face when it comes to wasting time, dear viewers. Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to understand these matters so that we make the best of our time and we gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem make this subject asan for us to understand. Let's turn to Mawlana Ziyad Madini Hafidhahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, is Mawlana Sahib well?
Well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, MashaAllah. Mawlana Ziyad Sahib, as I mentioned before, dear viewers, is also the principal of our Jamiatul Madina of Da'awat Islami. Being a principal and dealing with students, MashaAllah. Mawlana Sahib, MashaAllah, from time to time gives us a lot of motivation, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, yes.
Can Mawlana Sahib mention, inshaAllah, Zawajalla, how should we truly value time? When each and every moment of the day is, without any doubt, taking us closer to our death, Ya Sayyidi.
Every moment of the day is taking us closer to our death. Firstly, if we realized what this means, then we will learn how to be able to value time. Mm. So the first thing is the realization that time itself is our life. Mm. Our life is simply made up of moments. Mm. This current moment, the previous moment, the next moment, all of these are parts of our life. And as these moments diminish and as they move away, pieces of our life are falling away. So we are just left with whatever pieces do remain and we don't even know how many pieces are remaining in our lives, how much more of that time is remaining with us. Understand that this is from amongst the many gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and among the greatest of gifts. that we receive from our Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this time that Allah azza wa jal has bestowed it upon us, has given it to us as a trust that we don't own this time. This is a creation of Allah that Allah azza wa jal has given us. He's given us life and it's limited. This life, this dunyawi life that we have is a limited life. And when Allah azza wa jal gives us this gift, we need to make the best of it. We need to use it the way Allah azza wa jal loves that it should be used. And so we see the blessed Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they had used their time to the best of their ability. They had used their time in such an excellent manner. Even the awliya of Allah, the beloveds of Allah, beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they too had used their time in such a beneficial way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us how to use time well and has told us of the kalam of Allah azza wa jal, in which Allah azza wa jal has taken qasam by time. Allah ta'ala says, wal asr, showing us the importance of time. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, by time, surely man is at loss. Who is not at loss? Allah says that except those who believe and do righteous deeds and emphasize the truth to each other and they urge one another to be patient. So it is this, emphasizing the truth to each other, urging towards patience, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly and doing righteous deeds that actually enables us not to waste this time. For indeed, if we use this time in ways other than these, then unfortunately our time is being wasted. And if our time is being wasted, our moments of life, our pieces of our life are falling away. And very soon, when the last of those pieces fall away, we face that which we call death, after which we cannot do any more. So now while we have the opportunity to do, this is the time to believe in Allah, do good deeds, motivate each other towards the truth, motivate each other towards patience.
MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib, you mentioned about the pious predecessors, right? And their aqwal, their qawls, their ways, their actions. They really motivated the ummah.
Absolutely.
And they really shown us practically. I mean, look at these sayings only. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had stated, mentioned, time, waqt, is like a sword. Imagine, take the example of sword, Ya Sayyid, you know? And look at the sword itself. And he compares time to sword. Yani, if you will not cut it, it will cut you. If you will not cut your time doing useful things, it will cut you doing unuseful things.
Absolutely.
It will keep you doing bekar things and you will waste your time. Now, what you just mentioned is so profound. It is such a reality that I would say, Ya Sayyidi, the time lost between the age of 20 till 45.
Right.
Till 40, 45. That peak time of every person's life, he or she, when it's lost, and after 45, when you're closer to 50 and you realize, you know what, now I can't do much. That's the time in which regret kicks the hardest.
Yes.
And people then realize, you know what, a lot of people in the 50s and 60s say, but where am I going to get a job now? You know? And where do I find a job? How do I get a job? Where do I work? So on and so forth. So, Sayyidi, any advice for such people, I mean, in situations like this as well?
Absolutely. When we are young, and Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with youth, this is the time that we don't have lots of experience, but we do have lots of energy. And therefore, I often say that take advice from those who are elder and those who are of experience so that you can use your current time whilst you are still young to do good deeds and to do the best possible.
MashaAllah.
Otherwise, what happens is people think that I need to learn from my own mistakes, so I'm going to make my mistakes and I'm going to waste my time and eventually I'll learn. And by the end of it, good moments are wasted, good moments are gone. However, for those that have already passed lots of time, they've passed, they've reached 45, 50, 60, etc. And now we are talking about time in one's youth and we feel regretful already. We do feel regretful already that yes, so much of good time has passed and now I haven't done much. But remember, remember that as long as we are still breathing, we still have time. The fact that we are breathing, we are able to move, we are able to speak, etc. It means there is still time remaining and we don't know. In this time that is remaining, if we do something that earns the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, it can bring us the Jannah.
I agree.
It can bring us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, don't waste this time. No matter whether we are young, most definitely don't waste. And if we are older, then we need to think about this more seriously, that now my every moment is no longer just leading towards my death, but I could be at the doorstep of death and not even realize it. Let me do the best that I can do possible to please my Rabb before I go to my Qabr.
SubhanAllah. You know, the real moment when a person realizes I have missed the time is when he sees and spots gray hair on his head.
Ah,
I have often seen this, Ya Sayyidi. You know, people speak about, oh, you know, I've got gray hairs now. And then you're like, so what you did with the time? What did Absolutely. You do about your time that you came so far in life that now you're spotted and you witness gray hair?
You know, I heard about a pious personality that would actually get someone to remind him daily that you are going to face death, that moti is going to come. Your time is going to come to an end. And one day he told this advisor, this person, that from today you don't need to come to me anymore. Mm. This person says, oh, I don't need to come anymore. He says, yes, because today I spotted gray hair. And now that I spotted gray hair, every time I look in the mirror, I'm going to remember myself
Allahu
that my
Akbar.
Time is coming
Allahu
to an
Akbar.
End and very soon I need to face
Allahu Akbar. But see how the dunya is, Ya Sayyidi. The reality kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
What you just mentioned now, right? That's a very beautiful story, mashallah. But together with that, when reality kicks in, when you spot the gray hair, how the dunya makes us cover our faults, cover situations. The first thought comes to mind when you see a gray hair, yo, what color am I going to apply, you know?
Right.
Of course, the colors which are jais.
Mashallah.
And then a person wants to go and put mehendi or whatever it may be to conceal the color so that you may feel young, you may look young, but the reality doesn't change, Ya Sayyidi. You know, I'm just recalling a something that I've studied somewhere. I've read that a pigeon, when it sees a cat, it closes its eyes.
Mm.
And the reason why it closes its eyes, the pigeon closes the eyes because it feels when I close my eyes, the cat will not see me. But when the cat pounces on the pigeon and when the reality kicks in, it's too late to regret.
Allah.
It's too late to regret that, yo, if the pigeon may think, you know what, I should have just flew away.
Mm.
I should have went on a higher place.
Right.
But then when you are caught with that waqt and that time, that's when the reality kicks in to realize, now, whatever I'm going to do, it's too late.
Right.
So as I'm saying, dear viewers, when you spot the gray hair, trust me, it's too late. It's too late in a sense of changing some things in life, especially if a person is used to wasting his time. Remember, Rasulullah ﷺ said in one hadith, a very famous hadith, there are two blessings which many people squander. Number one, health. Number two, free time.
Mm.
Allahu Akbar. Two things which are neglected the most, dear viewers. Now, you think about it. Health is an amana from Allah subhanahu
Absolutely.
Wa ta'ala. How many of us risk our health? Mm. And this year, you're going to see and you're going to hear. I mean, I'm talking about health. I mean, health and life together. People that go for bungee jumping, people that want to jump from high cliffs and mountains and aeroplanes, and try unusual things to get the junkie and the rush in the body, so on and so forth. It's all fun and part of life, but we risk them. We waste them. We throw them away. How many people lose their lives, dear viewers of Madini Channel? Focus on these ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember, waqt and time is not yours. It is never yours. It was never yours or mine. But rather, time is borrowed. When something is borrowed, when something is given to you, and it's not yours, spend it wisely, or be counted amongst the negligent people, dear viewers. Because then you did not respect the time which Allah had given you. 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, 100 years, whatever age Allah has given you, it is an amana. It is entrusted to you, so use it wisely. Because once your eyes close, you are never going to get a chance to even say once, Subhanallah.
Mm.
You're never going to get an opportunity to say, Alhamdulillah. You're never going to get the chance to say, okay, let me go and make qaza for the salahs I have missed.
Allah, Allah.
You are never going to be afforded an opportunity to do anything in your life. Now you're going to see, you may hear, but you'll be helpless. You can't do anything for yourself. You can't even defend yourself. So this is the reality of life. This is not a bayan, but this is the nasiha. When we know life is so short, so many people plan. A man planned a family trip for months, dear viewers. He booked hotels, he bought gifts. And on the eve of the departure with his family for this holiday, he suddenly fell sick, Ya Sayyidi. And his sickness was such that same night he passed away.
Allah.
This is a true story. And there are so many stories like this.
Absolutely.
So many stories. He passed away. And the moral that we learn from this, dear viewers, planning without preparing is something different. The soul finds its place where it has to go. When time is up, a person has to leave the dunya.
Absolutely.
So whatever planning he had made was never actioned. But the plan which is certain, the plan which was meant to happen, that was death, it came in its fixed time. It was not postponed, dear viewers. So when this is the reality, Malk al-Mawt alayhi salatu wasalam is, you know, going to extract our soul. Death is searching for us, it's looking for us, and it will find us in its fixed time. When your appointed time is fixed, for you to leave this dunya, nothing is going to stop that. Our agreements, our holidays, our get-togethers, our parties and celebrations. You can't even say to death, you know, let me go and enjoy and then come back. Astaghfirullah. This is never going to happen. So why not should we learn from our mistakes? And why should we not give importance to waqt and time, Ya Sayyidi? This is very important that we ask these questions so that we learn more and more, Ya Sayyidi. Why do people prioritize fleeting pleasures? fleeting and temporal pleasures over eternal success. Especially during the year end, when the year is about to end, people look so forward to these parties and celebrations. And people go out of their way throughout the whole year, nothing of that sort happened. But the year end comes, people are prioritizing fleeting pleasures over eternal success. Any advice for this, Yasir?
Absolutely. I think we are living in a society where even if your mindset is different, I said even if your mindset is different, because not everyone's mindset is different. People are programmed in this way that I've got to work through the year, and by the end of the year, it's a break from my work and I'm just going to let myself loose. They say I'm going to let my hair down, meaning I'm just going to let loose. I'm going to relax myself. I'm going to do, you know, everything that I wouldn't have done throughout the year. I'm going to do it at the year end, waste that time, and then go back into another cycle of work the way I did throughout the previous moments of the year. So people have this mindset already. This is a bad mindset in the first place. But you do have those people who do have that wisdom in them, alhamdulillah, that they're blessed to know that this is not the mindset I should be having. I should have a different mindset. Like, mashallah, many of our viewers of Madani channel, that Allah has blessed us. Allah has blessed you with that wisdom that I can't just waste my time like that and just throw it away. But here's the trap. The trap is that society has already placed those pressures on us. Meaning, each of you are going back to your work environments, each of you are going back to your friend circles, each of you are going back to your family backgrounds, etc. And there are people that have this mentality, this mindset that it's going to be one big party and everyone's just going to enjoy their time, and we're going to spend our holidays like this, we're going to spend our break like this. So that mindset is already there among the public, among the general people, and therefore these pressures are upon us. And there are so many distractions around us that keep pushing in this direction. I'll give you an example that, let's say, for example, if someone just uselessly scrolls on social media, if you're just going to uselessly scroll on social media, what would people find? Things related to wasting time in this period. Yeah. Things related to wasting money in this period. Things related to wasting valuable possessions in this period. And things that are related to us spending our wealth, our time, all of our assets in negligent ways. That is what you often find on social media platforms when people just scroll uselessly across various platforms.
Right.
And therefore, all of this that we are seeing makes us feel like the whole world is doing this. And I have this FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. That's what people tend to have in today's time. I just have a fear of missing out. And therefore, let me just partake in it and do this and do that. And I just don't want to miss out. I want to be part of the crowd. But in that same way, life is going. We don't want to miss out on life, but we are actually wasting life. Youth are wasting their youth in this way. Mm. People who have money are wasting their money in this way. Remember, this youth is not going to last forever. Mm. This life is not going to last forever. The wealth Allah has given us is not going to last forever. The free time we have is not going to last forever. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in the blessed hadith that take advantage of your youth before old age.
Mm.
We think that now I'm young, and you know, when I'm young, I'm only going to have youth now, and when it goes, I don't want to regret. We will regret if we didn't use our youth to earn the pleasure of Allah. Part of those, among those
Mashallah.
Who will be given the shade of the Arsh of Allah on the Day of Judgment are those youth who spent their youth in the ibadah of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So take advantage of youth before old age. Take advantage of health before sickness.
Mm.
Take advantage of wealth before poverty.
Allahu
Take
Akbar.
Advantage of your free time before you become preoccupied. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarized all of this by teaching us, take advantage of your life before your death. It's not going to last forever.
So this is taking advantage of five before five.
Absolutely. So this is the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take advantage of these five before
the other five. Subhanallah. The last one was powerful. I mean,
Allah.
Life before death. Take advantage of your life before death, because when death will approach, it will be too late, dear viewers. This is what the dunya doesn't allow for us to even focus upon. We become heedless. I mean, in the whole world, who are those people who have no knowledge about death?
Allah.
It's animals, dear viewers. If you really look at it, animals, they don't know things about death what you and I know about.
Absolutely.
They have no knowledge about death in so detail as you and I know. We become like that at times. We behave like them. And you know, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that if animals knew what you know about death, then you would have never had a healthy animal to ever eat. You would never benefit from a healthy animal, because they would never gain the weight they're supposed to. You would never gain it because of the fear of dying, dear viewers. The fear of death would not allow for them to become healthy. On the other hand, we know everything about death and yet we get healthier and healthier. It doesn't stop here, Sayyidi, and this is the reality, heedlessness. So this is the motivational part, dear viewers, that we need to take full advantage. We need to understand and prioritize things around our lives. As I mentioned, every tick of the clock is whispering to us, the time is going. So make it count, subhanAllah. We should understand this matter that when it's too late, I would never be able to reverse my life and return or deal with the things that I have messed up in my life.
You know, Mulana Sahib, whilst you're speaking now, every tick of the clock is reminding us. I was thinking about this just recently as well, that as, you know, a little while back, we had clocks that would tick. They would tick and people would actually get annoyed at the ticking, just tick, tick, tick. So if you have that ticking clock in your bedroom, you would know you're trying to sleep and they tick, 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 and it keeps going. But what a reminder and what a powerful reminder every click was, every tick was, that as the, you know, life becomes silent, the day becomes silent, we move towards the night, and there's no, you know, if you're not in a busy area, there's no traffic, etc. The only thing you hear is that tick, tick.
That's
tick.
True.
But that tick is telling you that this second is gone, you're not getting it back. This second is gone, you're not getting
Allahu
it back. This
Akbar.
Second is gone,
Allahu
you're not getting
Akbar.
It back. And here we've moved towards clocks, even on the analog clocks, that move so smoothly. I look towards those as well, those smoothly
Mashallah.
Moving, those analog clocks that move smoothly without ticking. But if you just watch that kind of clock, you realize that it feels like it's going faster.
Faster.
It feels like it's going so fast either way, whether it's smooth or whether it's ticking, it is reminding you that it is this time that's here right now is going. It's moving so swiftly. And as we get closer to the day of judgment, closer to the last days of this dunya, we realize that time is moving faster than ever before. In today's day and age...
One of the signs of Qiyamah.
Absolutely. It's among the signs of Qiyamah. I know when I was growing, as we were growing up, I think everyone may have experienced this, that you always get those uncles and aunts that youngsters tend to get a little bit annoyed with, because when they go to a family function and they see these distant relatives after some time, they say, wow, it just feels like yesterday that you were so small and now, mashallah, look how big. So now youngsters, when they look at the elderly, they just know that this is the next line, that you were so small just yesterday and now you've gone so big.
When are you going to get married?
Allahu Akbar. Yes, they expect these things. Yeah. But just think of their statements and their comments for a moment. That it feels, how come it feels like yesterday to them? That yes, we were so small and we've grown so big.
So it's a known factor. It's
that
a, it's
it
a fact
feels
which we
like
can,
yesterday, yeah. But 5 and 10 and 15 years have passed. Where is the blessing in our time? It's going, it's gone, it's on its way out. We have a few moments and this few moments doesn't have the blessings that it used to have to feel that long. And therefore, in these few moments, imagine how much we need to fit in these moments to actually make these moments that are few, number one, and that are actually shorter than they've ever been before.
Allahu
How can we make these beneficial?
Allahu Akbar. Each day, each moment that passes is never going to come back. Just as Mulana Sahib has mentioned. In fact, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that mentions that every day, each day makes an announcement and says to the people of the world, O people, I am a new creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever good you're going to do within me, I will testify for the good that you have done in me on the day of judgment in your favor. Ya Sayyidi, if we just focus on this, we can't hear what this day says. We cannot hear this announcement at all, right? But the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, even the night makes an announcement and does the very same announcement. So dear viewers, if it was a bad action, it's recorded. If it was a good action, it was recorded. And imagine, wasting the time is number one. It's already a problem. And then you waste the time cutting yourself doing a useless activity. Can you imagine? Firstly, the time is gone. That's never going to come back. And secondly, as Sayyidi, the action that was done was a sinful action, for example. So you have lost like two blessings on hand instantly, dear viewers. Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to understand these matters and maybe take 2026 to be serious if Allah Kareem makes us unite with Ramadan al-Kareem, inshallah. This is our dua that we should meet with the month of Ramadan. But let's get some things in order for us to understand how can we save our time. Mm-hmm. And we have one of Ziyas Sahib with us, inshallah, azawajallah. Practically, ya Sayyidi, how can we reorganize this? How can we give importance to salah for us to focus on the matters which are very important in life?
I think we can give importance to it if we put pen to paper,
mm.
if we decide that there are certain things that I know are missing in my life,
mm.
I certain things that I know are lacking in my life, mm. they're not the way I want it to be, and I want to put them into my life. And so people need, we do, all of us need to put pen to paper, and we need to set our schedules. We need to ensure that we have time and we fit time in our days to perform salah. In fact, I would say not just fit time in our days, but rather make our days revolve around that. Ensure that there are set times in our day to recite the Holy Quran. Focus that every day I need to give some amount of charity. I'm going to check by the end of the day that did I give any sadaqah, whether it be sadaqah in wealth. If you don't have sadaqah to give in wealth, did I smile at the next believer to give sadaqah? Did I feed my family? Was I kind to people? Did I keep family ties? What did I do in my day? I would actually recommend that if we want to set our year ahead, if we want to reorganize our year ahead to ensure that we made good use of all of those little moments as well as large amounts of time to ensure that my next year feels more profitable than my previous year. There's a booklet by Dawat Islami. In fact, now it's in an app form as well. It's called Pious Deeds.
Right.
Pious Deeds in Urdu Nek Amal. Mm. This booklet will give you a checklist to fill in every night before going to sleep. Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? It seems like little actions, but they all build up to make someone's Jannah, to make someone eligible of entering Jannah. And so I would suggest that this booklet, Pious Deeds, or this application, you can download it on your Android or an Apple device, iPhone, etc. It's available, alhamdulillah, this application, Pious Deeds. Try to download it and make an intention that every night before I go to sleep, I'm going to go through this application, just tick or cross, tick or circle as to whether I did this or I didn't do this. You will see that your year will become reformed just by you asking yourself the questions you are supposed to be asking yourself. So by the end of 2026, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you long life that you can see that as well. But by the end of 2026, you will not have the same regrets as the end of 2025. Why? Because the year of 2026 will inshallah Azza wa Jalla be better than 2025, just because you asked yourself the right questions.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Whatever we plant today, Ya Sayyidi, is what we're going to harvest tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And whether we see it or not, it's going to be there, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Let's take advantage of this, dear viewers. I mean, we have the youth out there, Ya Sayyidi, and this is my concern, because when you are entrapped and you are addicted to something which is so hard to leave, I think the addiction of wasting time is another addiction altogether. I mean, stopping people from drugs is one hard thing to do, you know?
Absolutely.
And how this overtakes a person's life. When somebody is used to one routine, that he doesn't want to use his brains to think, how can I make my time useful? I'd rather be idle. I'd rather be sitting and just not doing anything than to put pressure on my brains to do something when I don't have to. You just want to laze around, you know, you just want to be yourself, mashallah. Any advice on that better, Ya Sayyidi?
Absolutely. I think people think that I don't want to put pressure on myself when I don't have to. The thing is, we do have to, because we have a short life, and just now we're going to end.
Allah,
just now we, you know, life is going to end as this program is going to end. Who knows whether he's going to see
Allahu Akbar.
So life is going by. We actually have to. However, at the same time, people tend to think that, okay, you know, let me just kill some time. Let me just let my time pass. You know, I don't really have anything to do. If you set goals in your life, if you want to achieve something, you will use every moment towards that achievement of the goal. So even if you're going to sleep, you're going to sleep with the intention that I need this rest so that I can function the next day, today, later on, tomorrow, to be able to accomplish my goal. I think it's important to set your goals, make your intentions that I want to accomplish this, I want to get through this, this is where I want to reach, etc. And in that way, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, once your goals are set in front of you, you're going to be working in that direction. You're not going to look towards wasting time, just sitting idly, looking for idle talk. This terrible phrase that we've come across and that people tend to mention every odd day. I'm just going to have to kill some time. Killing time. We don't want to kill time. We need this time to do good deeds. We need this time to earn the pleasure of Allah. We need this time because it's not coming back. When I mentioned something so beautiful that every day is a new creation of Allah. That means that every moment is also a new creation. Every second, every hour, every minute, it's all a new creation. This minute of this day, we're not going to get it with this minute of tomorrow, because this one has passed. Whoever made the best of it, he made the best of it. Good for him, good for her. MashaAllah, it's going to benefit them. Whoever wasted it, well, then they have lost. And whoever did bad in it,
Allah.
Whoever wasted it is at loss already. But whoever did bad in it, then indeed, that is definitely coming back to bite. Yes, Allah, it's coming back to bite. Because those these moments of this world is what builds either our rewards or punishments of the next world.
Okay.
That it, if you did good, these moments are weighed against the rewards. These moments are weighed against the punishment. It is what results in rewards and punishments. We have to do good in it.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidi, a person works very hard throughout the year. And I think it is a right of the person to ask for some free time, you know, to detach and to detox from that normal environment. I think we discussed this in previous silsilas,
yes,
right?
Alhamdulillah.
We discussed about how to spend your holidays, what you can do to make your holidays much more fruitful. And I'm just discussing it again because it's year end and you're going to get to where people are prioritizing fleeting pleasures, as we mentioned, right? It is something which is going to be gone. It's not going to remain forever. But however, since people plan and wait for year end, 1 month in the year that you can actually have enough fun to overcome the stresses that you endure.
Right.
So just say a person is now booked out from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till 12 o'clock in the night with his family to have a get-together.
Right.
Example. So you say that laughters and jokes and family games put together, time spent together, having supper together could be of no use. Is that a fruitful thing or a not fruitful thing?
This get-together that we have, the get-togethers that we have, the family time that we spend together, etc., this is actually a tool. Now, we might not realize that it's a tool because it's not something that's tangible, right? It's just us spending time together. But it's actually, in reality, it's a tool. Why we say it's a tool is because it's something that we have, something that we go through, something that we do, something that we use in order to achieve a result, in order to achieve a certain result. And that makes it a tool, right? So, therefore, when we're getting together, this family get-together is a tool. And what kind of tool it is? It's a tool to de-stress. It's also a tool to strengthen family bonds. It's a tool to get to know each other well. It's a tool for us to be able to help each other in the future as well. Alhamdulillah. But it can be a tool towards the opposite as well. So don't think that it is a tool, it's definitely going to be used in the right way. It can be used in the wrong way as well. Now, what results in it being used in the right way? And what results in it being used in the wrong way? If we get together and we ensure that the time that we spend together is going to be only involving those things that are halal and that earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, now we've made it a tool to earn the pleasure of Allah. But if we got together and the same get together, we said we're spending time together, but we're going to laugh out loud. And today they actually have a short form for that. They say lol. Laugh out loud, just burst out in laughter. This is the way of shaitan. Shaitan loves loud laughter. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled. And therefore, don't follow the way of shaitan, follow the way of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we think we're going to just chit-chat and do idle talk, within that idle talk, what happens? Shaitan ensures that he makes you do riba, backbite about someone. He ensures, he tries, he whispers, backbite about someone, slander about someone, tell, you know, false jokes just to make people laugh, insult people, laughter at whose expense. So all of these things we need to think about. And we need to be conscious not to do those things. If we are in a family gathering and if someone is doing riba, we need to tell them that that's backbiting. Let's not do that. I've got something else to speak on. And speak about that. So speak about some good. Speak about things lightheartedly. Speak about things in such a way that you do enjoy it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But it doesn't usurp anyone's rights and it doesn't go against the teachings of deen. And very importantly, we're right here at the year end. Very importantly, our gatherings are not to be full of bepardagi. Bepardagi is, you know, no veil between the opposite genders. This is a major problem in our society that when we have gatherings and family gatherings, then we just say, no, it's all family and it's all connections and everyone's just completely free. So there's no veiling between males and females of the opposite gender that are ghair mahram to each other. Unfortunately, they tend to speak openly. In some cases, you'll have the shaking of hands and so on. All of this is un-Islamic. So understand that we can make this gathering a tool to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as secondary, to give ourselves a much needed break. And if you look at it closely enough, you realize that on the overall curve of life, that is a downward curve. That is unfortunately leading us towards the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We want this to lead us towards our Jannah and therefore ensure that this tool is used in the best possible way.
Subhanallah. The pressure is that, how do we get there? How do we get there when we have not planned to even be there? We have not planned to be there. I mean, 2026 cannot just become a magical year for us, for things to happen. These things happen when a person gives it priority. A person plans, a person wants to be a good person. And we finish, have a few get-togethers, and we realize where those get-togethers led us to. You know, they may have been arguments, they may have been fights. I'm saying this with certainty.
Huzoor, I have met people that their way is so hot-headed that they say every family get-together that we have must end in a fight. It has to have a fight. This is the kind of mentalities that we are seeing. Please ensure that our get-togethers have to earn us the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And so, avoid fighting, avoid arguments, even within a get-together. You know your company that you're going to choose. So choose, because you don't end up sitting with just everyone. If there are 100 people gathered or 50 people gathered, you don't sit with the whole 50. You sit with a few, So no problem. When you're sitting with your few, choose those who are you're going to sit with that are not going to lead you towards the displeasure of Allah. Number one. Number two is you make the topics of discussion. Why are we followers? You know, our social medias of today have trained our youth to be followers, not Allah leaders. Allah. Unfortunately, why do we have to be followers? Why does it have to be such that someone else leads us, tells us what topic of discussion we're going to have, and then we follow on to that? No, you set it. So when you're going to set the topic of discussion, you can set a good topic of discussion, one that doesn't involve riba, one that is, let's say, for example, speaking about salah. If the topic goes in the opposite direction, you be the one to bring it in the positive direction, in a good direction. You can do this. Understand your power, understand your ability. Go in believing, I'm going to be a leader, I'm not going there to be a follower. And inshallah, you lead it in a positive direction.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. So this was the motivation that we have received in our program for tonight, dear viewers. Let's take waqt and time seriously. This is the beauty of our deen, our Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not want any believer to waste his time. And so inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's make the best of it. You know, they say don't count the days, dear viewers. Make days count itself, subhanAllah, because you might not get tomorrow at all. And since we have no guarantee about the next day, as I said to you, a lot of people go to sleep with the intention of carrying out their actions tomorrow. There's accounts to pay, there's bills to fit in, there's shopping to get done. There are so many commitments that we have from morning to evening, and a person sometimes is buried with all those commitments. He's taken to the Qabristan. Allahu Akbar. I've heard our seniors mention, you know, we are giving discussions and talks here, whereas it could be possible that our coffin is being stitched in the factory. We cannot plan without adding mouth to your plan, dear viewers. If you add mouth and death to every plan of yours, you will have a happier life. I think this is the key ingredient also for good success in life. I'm also planning for next year. Trust me, I also have some plans for next year. We say inshallah. If Allah wills, this plan will be actioned. But together with that, we must form the habit to also add mouth to it. So many people have left Durban, our Durban here. They have traveled to Johannesburg and to Cape Town for holidays. I have received two khabar. In the holiday, somebody had passed away.
Allah.
They went happily, they locked the door, and they're going to come back and complete whatever they left. No, after 2 weeks, when they come back, we're going to sort this, extend the home a little there, add an extra room there, so on and so forth. And when they left as a family, they did not come back as a family. This is the reality, dear viewers. This is reality. Maut. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. This is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's going to be there. It's going to come. So when you know maut is looking for us, death is searching for us, and it's going to find us in its fixed time. So why don't you add that which is searching for us in all our plans that we do? This is very important. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability. If Mu'asab can inshallah Azza wa Jalla, when we back after this kalam, this beautiful kalam, inshallah, maybe give us some more motivation, some closing words, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And for now, dear viewers, as per our routine, we would normally go for a beautiful kalam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we have Noor Alam Attari who will recite for us a beautiful kalam, inshallah. Let's listen to this kalam. And when we are done with the kalam, we will return, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina. Medina, Medina, phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafile. مدینہ حضور کا پھر مدینے پھر مدینے پھر مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو 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 مجھے بلا شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ آفات و بدیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو درد شہا رسائی نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا سرکار مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ یو آر واچنگ ریفارمیشن آف دا امہ ٹوگیدر ود اور آنریبل زیاد مدنی حفظہ اللہ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو راؤنڈ اپ آور پروگرام فار ٹونائٹ فار دس ایوننگ اینڈ ان شاء اللہ عز و جل بیفور وی ڈیپارٹ فرام آور ویورز لیٹس ٹرن بیک ٹو آور زیاد مدنی اینڈ سیک سم سارٹ آف ایڈوائز یا سیدی اٹ از دا ایئر اینڈ اینڈ جسٹ بیفور دا کلام وی وار اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ gatherings, get-togethers, you know, family time, bonding, away from work. Any nasiha related to this itself?
Absolutely. MashaAllah, the question that could be in people's minds, I would assume, is that should we do no activities with our families? Should we not have get-togethers? Should we not, you know, go outing and have some time and have some picnics, etc.? I think we did discuss this a little earlier as well in some of our Plus programs that we actually encourage this. Alhamdulillah, it's good. Have some gatherings, take your family out, have some good activities, but ensure that the direction of all of these activities is towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and not towards the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you set all your activities, everything you're going to do, all your family gatherings with this in mind, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will make all of them beneficial for the dunya as well as, and more importantly, for the akhirah. But if it's not kept in mind that I need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this, then unfortunately a lot of time wastage and lots of sins can take place in this. So you want to avoid sins in this and make all of this profitable. Pious people do gather, pious people do good, do activities with their families, but they keep in mind, I need to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal through this. And if you do that, inshallah, you'll be following in their footsteps and making that profitable for both worlds.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Ya Sayyidi. Really appreciate the fact that you, MashaAllah, give so much of time. And Mawlana Sahib has shared some amazing Madani pearls. Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to practice upon whatever good we have heard, dear viewers. Allah Kareem may grant khair and barakah in our waqt, in our time. And that Madani pearl of yours, Ya Sayyidi, in relation to killing the time, may Allah Kareem grant us the ability and tawfiq to respect time and not kill time, to appreciate time and not waste time.
Ameen.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us good Muslims, obedient servants. We will be back, inshallah, with another topic, inshallah, another discussion, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Until then, keep reciting the Durood-e-Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as keep smiling, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.